These are leaders of Mutahida Qaumi Movement or the MQM, an ethnic Karachi-based political party. They are going to appear in a courtroom to save their party chief from being prosecuted on criminal charges for scandalizing Pakistan's Supreme Court. Inside the courtroom, the party leaders offered unconditional apology to the judges, something court accepted after warning the party not to scandalize Supreme Court again.
I believe the best way to come out of controversy is to withdraw such remarks, which the court found as contemptuous. It is indeed need of the hour to protect and maintain the respect and dignity of the Supreme Court.
Few weeks ago, Altaf Hussain, a British citizen and the head of MQM, made contemptuous remark against the judges of the Supreme Court after the court ordered electoral reforms in densely populated port city of Karachi. The MQM is being blamed for manipulating the fake official electoral list containing hundreds of thousands of voters in Karachi. The fake voters are so huge in number that in one case, a house in Karachi was shown to have more than 600 residents as voters. This led the Supreme Court to order the Election Commission to undertake electoral reforms and eliminate bogus votes and redemarcate the existing constituencies suspected to be based on ethnic considerations. The court also ordered the inclusion of voters from all ethnic communities who were earlier deleted from official electoral list of Karachi.
Almost all the parties have agreed up on delimitation process and rechecking of the voters list in Karachi, except MQM. So this thing is also teasing MQM a lot. MQM have been blamed for creating their own constituencies and their own choices for electing the areas, for limitations and delimitations, and making a very huge mess up in voters list.
The MQM chief is wanted in over a dozens of cases of kidnapping, torturing and murdering citizens in Karachi. Most of the political parties blame MQM for killing thousands of people over the years in Port City. Britain has not only granted him citizenship, but is also allegedly backing him up politically behind the scene. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.